Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations with Cleo, live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 2:30 p.m. Join the conversation by calling 347-826-9597 or hit me up on Twitter at Real Miss Cleo. That's RealMSCLEO. You can also stop by and like us on Facebook, Conversations with Cleo. Small business creativity and community with a generous complement of spirituality. Now go on, go grab you something to drink, cup of coffee or tea, and come on back so we can start the conversation. Wrote most of the CD, sitting, thinking, sighing, dreaming, crying under she. Tall glass of ice, Coca-Cola on the side, a bag of barbecue chips, pen and paper, rustling leaves, chimes, glistening sunlight. I feel safe, quieted, and tranquil. Never really paid much attention to her in the beginning. I respected her grandeur, her wisdom, her experience. Too smug or too stupid to be humbled by her presence, her power, her gifts. Ah, and how she loved me. Even when I didn't show love back, her patience for my loving recognition endured. While I wonder, could I have risen to such an occasion? I sound selfish, I know. She loved so many. Why do I believe I was special? Because she showed me so. The signs and the lessons shared without judgment, why count when the list continues? Carved initials, a poem about love, a wild orchid, and assorted tokens of life. Strange, but not really, I had no idea how important Mongo would be until I lost Anne-Marie. I miss you, Mommy. So used to run into her to dry my tears, listen to my rants, and to love me like the Creator made me. That's what she said, and that's what she did. When she left, there was nothing but space. No matter where I ran, I had no place until I found myself under the mango tree. My first tears fell on that day while I sat under the tree, waiting for a phone call I really didn't need, because I already knew sometimes it sucks to be me. She had finished her human journey. Every moment I miss her, wishing she was still in this dimension. I miss her even though my heart and mind conspire to deny my loss. 3 months doesn't seem long unless you are waiting for the pain to stop so you can move the fuck on. You have to live life, baby. Don't let life live you. And the mango tree echoes the old lady's words because she continues to live life. In spite of the asphalt parking lot more than 150 years old, she has observed the human condition, watching generations come and go. And she is still teaching from beyond, reminding me all the while that energy does not die, no boundaries known. I see her more clearly every day, often while sitting, visiting, chatting and laughing under the mango tree. The pain hasn't gone away, and the tears fall from time to time, sometimes for no reason at all. Grief is a strange thing. Je vous aime, mommy. Ozo 2, the future of dry cleaning. Eco-friendly, convenience-driven, and customer-conscious. Free pickup and delivery, biodegradable bags, and a hanger return program in order to keep their prices low. Stop by for a visit at any of their locations in West Palm Beach and now in Jupiter, or visit them at www.ozo2usa.com. That's ozo2usa.com. Or you can like them on Facebook as well. Thank you, Ozo 2, for keeping the planet in mind. All right, my dears, how is everyone doing today? It is Wednesday, April the 24th, 2013. It is the eve of the full moon and the partial lunar eclipse. This is a very, very powerful vibration. For any of you out there that are feeling just a little bit off, if you feel a little achier than normal, or if you just feel like all of your energy is kind of bouncing around on your insides, it's not your imagination. You may or may not need your medication adjusted. I joke. And the best that you can do is simply kind of ride it out. It's fascinating how the actual full moon does so intensely impact us. I remember just a couple of months ago, I was not feeling quite so wonderful. This had to be in the earlier part of February. And I just felt not good, you know what I'm saying? Something said to me, I started to worry. I said, what is wrong with you? Are you not well again? You know, you start to let things go through your head. And I said, something said to me, check out the time of the full moon. And so I went on, and just as I was feeling a bit better, just then did I realize that it had just passed within moments of me figuring that I needed to check what time it was. And it was almost as if something lifted. It was very, very interesting and quite odd all in the same time. So what I have noted here is that at 1:58 p.m. tomorrow is the actual fullness of the moon. The eclipse, I do not have the exact time that it is starting because it's on the other side of the planet from us. Let us see. And it's a quick eclipse, so I don't want you to perceive that it's going to be a long, long time eclipse. Now, for Greenwich time or even, what a life, eh? You know, when they start with Greenwich time, which is universal time or GMT, and then you have to do the math accordingly. Now, as I sit here and I was saying 1:58 p.m. Mountain time, which puts an additional, if I'm not mistaken, 2 hours to our time here on the East Coast. So we are looking at Mountain time, the full moon eclipse, 5 degrees in Taurus, 5 degrees in Scorpio, sun being in Taurus, moon in Scorpio. And so that will be 1:58 p.m. Mountain time, 2:58 Central, and Eastern time will be 3:58 p.m. So whatever you are feeling as of now or even earlier this morning, understand that it is the impact and it is the vibration and it is the energy of a very, very, very powerful moon in addition to this partial lunar eclipse. And this is very much about cleansing. It's very much about letting things go. It's very much about moving forward, upward and forward. The numbers are very powerful. Even the numerology, which is the 25th for us, is a number of magic. And a 4 on either side, it is a number of foundation. When you bring the equation together, it becomes the number 6. And the number 6 is a multi-layered number, as I've explained to you all before. Confusion, understanding, transition. So it really does kind of work with everything. This is a very huge transitional time for just about every one of us on the planet. And transition looks many ways to many people. So, given that, I want to let you all know that, it may be a little bit on the tough side for the balance of this week and into the weekend. Say, Miss Cleo, you're always so full of such luscious, delicious energy. Well, you know, here's the deal. Forewarned is forearmed. And if you have an opportunity to navigate something, why would you not have as much information as available to you, right? All right, and with that little cosmic update and whatnot, I'm going to take another quick break. I am struggling. I've been struggling with my voice all week between the interviews and on the show myself. I start to get a little bit dry, and I can't find no saliva. It's really a wicked thing. I'm sorry. I hope I didn't gross anybody out at their lunchtime. Hold that thought. I'll be back in 5 minutes. I'm going to go get me a lozenge and some water, and we'll be right back. Bednar's Farm Fresh Market, one of the few remaining family-owned farms in South Florida. Their mission is to bring their customers a variety of locally grown produce that is tasty and affordable. You come in as a customer and you leave as a friend. Strawberry and tomato you pick open every day of the week except for Tuesday. Bednar Farm Fresh Market, located at 10066 Lee Road and 12033 US 441, Boynton Beach, Florida 33473. You can also give them a call at 561-733-5490 or visit them at their website www.bedners.com. If you are one of those people who is open to alternative medicine and naturopathic healing, then I've got just the place for you. It is West Palm Beach Acupuncture. Dr. Henry Shao, Vice President of the Chinese Association of Acupuncture and a Chinese Tai Chi master with more than 30 years experience. Call Dr. Shao today or visit the office for a free consultation. Each session is $60. Do something nice for your health. He's located at 9100 Belvedere Road, Suite 110, West Palm Beach, Royal Palm Beach, Florida. 561-791-9970 or visit his website at www.westpalmbeachacupuncture.com.
Far away, because you know how Miss Cece gets. She likes to go out when she likes to go out, and we like to keep the puppy happy. She's had quite the morning, but that's another story for another day. Today's show is entitled, and I'm very excited about it, because for me, I am celebrating the food truck evolution. Many people are calling it the food truck revolution, but I just gonna put my own spin on it and call it evolution. And as a foodie, I am very tickled by this entire movement, because I also think that it's a movement on so many more levels that may not be as obvious. And perhaps they are, and even more obvious to the individuals who actually own and operate the food trucks. And then there is an interesting trend that other brick-and-mortar restaurants and catering companies have decided that, this is not a bad idea, and it certainly is a good opportunity to supplement, big gigs, weddings, et cetera, et cetera. So it really is an evolution from where my soul kind of looks at it, and I'm quite tickled by the whole vibration, simply, if no other reason, that I am a foodie. So we're going to be talking about one of the new food truck events here in the Palm Beach County area, giving it some love. We're going to be talking about some of the food trucks that I have tried, some of the amazing ones. There's a huge vote going on all around the Facebook world, which I don't really know that much about that, but I do want to give some love to some of my favorite food trucks. And those of you out there on Facebook and navigate the Facebook vibration very keenly, I would be greatly appreciative if you could go over and show some love to some of what I think are the best food trucks that I have experienced here in the Tri-County, South Florida area. There was something that menopausal kind of breakdown, and normally I sketch out everything that I'm going to talk about on my show, but let me go ahead and move over here and look at my, and then we also have Small Business of the Week, and ironically enough, it's what? A food truck. Love it. And unfortunately, I'm going to an event tonight, but it doesn't look like they're going to be there. This is what happens. I get lulled and seduced by these food trucks, and I become a culinary slave to the fair, and then I can't get it all the time. And that actually, if you ask me, is part of the marketing genius of the food truck evolution. But we're going to get into that as well. However, I have got some exciting news. I love exciting news. You know what I'm saying? Because we're, you know, the people seem to be so quick. And I'm not judging anybody within the sound of my voice, but people seem to be so quick to share bad news. You understand? I love to run around and share good news. I love talk about good news till my tongue won't waggle to my mouth. You understand? I love talk about good news. So here's the deal. On April the 10th, somewhere around about there, Mr. Kari Fista, at Mr. Fista, P-F-I-S-T-E-R. I say Fista, it's Fister. Married his partner, Timothy Fister. Congratulations to both Kari and Timothy. I am so thrilled for you. They flew to Iowa. Then they also celebrated Kari's birthday, which I believe, I don't know if it all happened in the same vibration, but also celebrated Kari's birthday, which was on the 19th of April. So congratulations on your nuptials, my dear. I am so thrilled. If you could see me, I'm skinning from ear to ear. My heart is full. And like I said, I relish in good news. It always, I cry at the wedding in a heartbeat, Rastafari. And the fact that your birthday, bless your heart, wonderful numbers, very amazing numbers. You are quite heartfelt. I won't read you on the air. That would be very not cool. Because I don't do like some people. I just don't walk up to people, you know, and start chatting their business. All I can tell you is that Kari seems like he is quite a happy man, and I would imagine that Timothy is same way. And so that is a beautiful, beautiful vibration. I wish you long life. I wish you long love. And I wish you laughter in each and every moment of the journey. You understand? Be patient with self and be patient with the other half, you know. And again, how delicious and mazel tov, right? And all of those wonderful things. So I'm so happy that Kari allowed us to share that with all of you, because this is what it's about. You know, we do get to celebrate in the positivity of things that are going on in our community. Clearly, we are very certain that we know how to come together during tragedy. I want to be as certain that we all know how to come together during joy and glad tidings with just very sincere hearts for each other. You are so welcome. I'm reading I haven't lost my mind, at least not completely. Just reading a text back from Kari. We are enjoying here in South Florida winter weather. Winter weather. I have friends in Chicago enjoying winter weather. We are enjoying spring weather, which is acting like it's summer weather. I think today the temperature might be knocking around somewhere at, I don't know, about 84 degrees. I know that the hot flashes have come back with a swiftness, but not nearly as intense. So I am grateful for that. But I'm going to try and get a temperature read for you guys. I'm looking at Washington State. It's supposed to be a lovely 78 today. How wonderful is that? I love that kind of, is that D.C.? That's D.C. They're supposed to have a beautiful day. In Nice, France, it's going to be 70 today. In Papillon, it's 66. In Andorra, La Vella, it is 57. In Sitges, Spain, it's a lovely 65, full sun. New York City, 72. Lake Worth is a yummy, yummy 83 with a gazillion percent humidity, as usual. We did have a lovely breeze yesterday. The breeze is much lighter today. So, that's the update on the weather here. I got to tell you, we are in tank tops here in South Florida. But to all of my brethren within the sound of my voice who are inside their house and probably cursing my name with great respect, I understand because it's chilly and you've got floodwaters and there are all manner of issues. And so I don't make light of anything. I certainly say to those of us who find ourselves navigating the weather quite easily, we need to be appreciative. And for those who are dealing with far more than we are, let's send some love, some heart, and some movement through with safety, because certainly we know weather can make the roads and such quite treacherous. So, no, I am so excited. You know, not a good segue, but I'm doing my best. This full moon has a sister too. But moving forward, I want to give you all a website, first and foremost, for our small business of the week. And it is indeed a food truck. A food truck, like I said, that I am so sad that they don't appear to be anywhere today. I am checking Twitter. I am hanging on every 140th character. But I am hoping soon that they will be updating and they will be letting us know what's going on. However, our food truck of the week and our small business of the week, it's just so wonderful they can be both, is PS561. Well, same as Cleo, you must like the numbers. Well, the numbers are most fierce, I have to tell you. And the ultimate number of the equation comes to a point of ascension. And they have ascended the hot dog to a heavenly place, my dears. Trust this, my dears. Whoa! I am so excited. I've never been so excited about a hot dog in probably about 35 years, because I've been excited about a hot dog. I used to have a hot dog place in West Hollywood that I used to go to called Carney's. And it was a refurbished railroad car, you know, just one car, at the base of this fabulous mountain right on Sunset Boulevard as you get closer to Doheny. And great view of the city, whatever. You had little picnic tables on outside, and then they had refurbished it inside to be like a little rail car, you know, kind of cafe kind of thing. They had chili dogs, hot dogs, chili burgers, and hamburgers. Frozen bananas, some french fries, and that was it. They specialized, you understand? And I used to love those hot dogs. I used to drive no matter where my day, no matter what time it was, that was the perfect place to get a hot dog. And until that time, I have not been quite as in love with a hot dog until I met PS561. I'm telling you, it is gastronomic seduction. This is what you can look forward to whenever you attend any type of food truck event. It is just a joyride, an amusement park for your palate. So I just adore them. We are going to also have food truck of the week and small business of the week. We are going to have the owner of PS561 on the show on Monday. I'm looking forward to that. His name is Aaron. And Aaron and I are neighbors. We have probably run into each other. We have probably seen each other. But Aaron lives in Lake Worth too. So that just seems all about community to me. So I'm just as excited as I don't know what. Now here's another plus. Aaron is currently looking for a cashier starting this Friday. Now, if you hit him up on Twitter, you check his Twitter feed, he's got a link there, and he promises to compensate in hot dogs, and I do believe there will be some cash, but who cares? I sent him a tweet, and I said, oh, I wish I had time. Payment in hot dogs would work very okay for me. You understand? So I think that might mean that they are not out and about this evening. I am telling you, wherever they are at, you have to go out and try them. It is a must. It is absolutely necessary. Now, for a minute, and I think that I did this the other day when I was telling you that I had gone out to the food truck event and was just having a grand time. I did tweet a few things, but I was too busy. See, here's the problem. The tweeting at the food truck event, because see, once I get busy, I don't have it, no time to worry about tweeting you all about how my food tastes, because I just want to taste my food, right? So check it out. This is the kind of thing. Now, I had something called the flat, right? and it is a wonderful kosher dog. So if you have issues, have a kosher hot dog. The flat has bacon, sweet coleslaw, jalapenos, and barbecue sauce. Now, the barbecue sauce is, they have a special name for it, and I don't see it here. They call it the PS561 sauce, I believe it is. Oh, 561 sauce. Yes, my dear. Oh, my God. It is wicked. And so that's it. You can get the Dougie Fresh. Remember that? Dougie Fresh. You remember? And for those of you that are old, you remember that old hip-hop song? 6 minutes, Dougie Fresh, you're on. Fresh, you're on. All right, now I know my manager, Lavan, is like, oh, God, this woman has lost her mind and it's just Wednesday. There also is one called the Principal Ron. Goat cheese, bacon, and barbecue sauce. Then you have the Texas Schoolhouse. Cheddar, onion, tomato, chipotle, mayo. That sounds wicked, you know? The Hall Monitor, it's a Reuben dog with sauerkraut, Swiss, and Thousand Island dressing. They have the Crazy Art Teacher, extra, I like it with extra barbecue sauce, jalapenos, cheddar cheese, and frito chips, Rastafari. Then they have the Mathways, which is a banh mi style, Asian slaw, and sriracha mayo. Then there's the All City, which is pushcart style, sauerkraut, onion, spicy mustard. And then they have a real basic one, the middle schooler, just ketchup and yellow mustard, Rastafari. So really, these are their dogs. They also can turn it into a veggie dog for $5. So that's the cost. It doesn't cost you $5. That's how much it is with the veggie dog. You can make it a combo with chips and drinks for just $2 more. Oh, my goodness. If I tell you, matter of fact, I don't even have words. I'm undone because the bun is something I want to marry. The combinations are, that coleslaw was so clean and so brilliant with the jalapenos and that 561 sauce. I hope you all have that patented because let me tell you something, that was the closer. That was the closer. And my partner, who is does not eat meat, so she was happy for the veggie dog, but she said she not even need the veggie dog. She said, just put the innards in the bun. Uh-oh. Because, see, I might have to try it that way, too. Now, I was hoping they were going to be at the newest food truck event to the Palm Beach County area this evening. Alas, I do not believe that they will, but that's okay. I may have to make that 25-minute drive. Rastafari, I got issues, you know, out to Wellington tomorrow. However, we are trying here at Conversations with Cleo to spread the love around. And so we do want to welcome a new food truck event, which is happening in Boynton Beach. Their website is www.foodtruckconnection, and that's all spelled out, all one word, www.foodtruckconnection.com. This is a weekly event on Wednesday evenings from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., located at 2010 South Federal Highway, that's Boynton Beach. For those of you who do the high tech for locating directions, the zip code is 33436. It is Harvey Oyer Park. That's Harvey, H-A-R-V-E-Y, Oyer, O-Y-E-R Park. Just FYI to all of my canine family members out there and to your human family members, I apologize given the regulations of the Boynton Beach Parks and Rec. Canines are not welcome at this park. I protest that. I think it's horrendous. Out of Wellington, canine family members are always welcome. Eh? But, you know, sometimes things are things. So I apologize to my canine brethren. You know, if I could rewrite the rules, they would be different. But no harm, no foul. We'll make sure that mom and dad bring you back something tasty. Now, here's a lineup of the trucks that'll be at the Boynton Beach Food Truck Connection this evening. Joy G Yogurt. I have seen them a couple of times. I'll be honest, I have not tried them. I'm not the biggest frozen yogurt fan. That's just a personal taste on my part. However, I must admit they have an interesting website. I'm not sure what I did wrong. I couldn't get the music to stop, and I couldn't get this weird thing to stop happening. So I don't have much more information than that. But they will be there, the daily special. Good afternoon, you all. I hope you're doing well. Bite Gastro Truck. Very interesting menu. Very, very interesting menu. But these are one of these vibrations, which is caterer as well as food truck, I believe, if they're not the same name. Lucille's on Wheels. Again, sounds like some barbecue to me. Looking forward to that. There will be Hot Wheels Pizza. Il Fiorentino, which looks like some divine, divine Italian fare. So I may be able to entice my partner this evening with a caprese salad. She would love that. Now, Spring In and Roll Out will be there. Churrasco Grill will be there. Zombie Ice, I'm not really sure what that's about, but it could be interesting. And Poor Boys will also be there. So by all means, come on out. I will be bopping around. Probably going to be out there at the top of the event just because I got to get home in the evening time and take care of Miss Cece. But we're going to be out there enjoying some of the vibration while the lines are still short. It is right there on the Intracoastal. So there seems to be clear and easy enough parking. But still, by all means, get out there this evening. Support your local food trucks. And by local, we're talking about Tri-County. And when we come back, we're going to do a little bit more celebration about the food truck evolution and talk about these individuals that have taken idea and heart and put it on wheels and brought it to me and you to serve us a fabulous, most delectable meal. So we'll be right back. We're going to celebrate a few more of our independent business folks. And Dog Pack snacks are made by hand in small batches from grade A USDA inspected ingredients. They are licensed by the Florida Department of Agriculture. Dog Pack snacks use chicken, not chicken broth. They use apples, not applesauce. Lean meats for high protein, fruits and veggies that have excellent nutritional value. Coco tested and approved. Coco is the chief tester on board, and she is a divalicious canine. So visit her at www.dogpacksnacks.com. And if you'd like to follow Coco and her crew, hit them up on Twitter at dogpacksnacks. Bednar's Farm Fresh Market, one of the few remaining family-owned farms in South Florida. Their mission is to bring their customers a variety of locally grown produce that is tasty and affordable. You come in as a customer and you leave as a friend. Strawberry and tomato you pick open every day of the week except for Tuesday. Bednar Farm Fresh Market, located at 10066 Lee Road and 12033 U.S. 441, Boynton Beach, Florida, 33473. You can also give them a call at 561-733-5490 or visit them at their website, www.bedners.com. At the end of a long day, I like to retreat to the veranda in my backyard, stare up at the sky, gaze at the stars, drink a little wine, smoke a little something sometimes. I open my mind and my heart to all the possibilities. And one night I thought, what if all of this is one crazy experiment? What if there
Full
is no
Moon
heaven,
Madness,
no
my second spoken word CD featuring the track entitled What If? Download your copy today at cdbaby.com. That's www.cdbaby.com/CD/Cleo22. Or download it at iTunes or even at Amazon.com, and we're coming soon to Bandcamp. Full Moon Madness, an orgy of rhythm, rhyme, and emotion. Can you handle it?
Grand Trunk.
treasure map to the answers we so intensely seek. What if we are all aliens, hybrids of Venusians, Martians, and Jupiterians, the offspring of a planetary union? What if Earth was a hotbed of free universal love? What if there is an intergalactic travel agency that specializes in the human experience, an all-inclusive holiday? Choose your status, your culture, your geography. Make reservations early to choose your gender.
All righty then. You know, I had to play that last night before we get too much further into the show, as we are approaching the last two segments. I had a great time for any of you that tuned in to Poetic Designs or PD Radio on Blog Talk Radio last night. So much love out to K-Black on Poetic Designs. Wow, you all were so amazing to assist us. And I just want you to know that I genuinely, genuinely appreciate it. We had also some mad love out to Six Man Radio straight across the board, a true class act. With some serious knowledge and some serious energy vibration to share with so many of you. I'm going to be tuning in on much more of a regular because I like the way these young people move about the cabin. We had a blast on the air last night. I have to apologize because I was probably a little bit of a rascal from time to time. But we did laugh enough. And I think from time to time, some of my answers did leave them a little bit speechless, but you know, I can chat enough clearly, clearly. But when I tell you that is probably one of the most fun interviews I have had in a very, very, very long time. I'm hoping that they'll invite me back soon. You know, I promise I'll be on my best behavior. Truly, I promise, my legs are crossed. I promise. I would love for us to be able to get together and really discuss some real vibrations. You understand? Poetry and vibration that way is very key. That kind of energy, that kind of creativity is necessary to the journey. But I would like to talk about some of that nitty-gritty stuff. You understand? The things that we really need to bring to the forefront that we can share with people. You understand? So that people feel empowered. We have allowed ourselves to become unempowered. And we can't blame that on nobody. I don't want to hear about the blaming game. Me not have no business, me not have no time for it. You understand? We all have to own our accountability. And so, and these young people on PD Radio, brilliant. The chemistry of the two co-hosts is off the charts. They made me feel warm. They made me feel at home. I had no concern for any kind of question that I would not have been happy to answer. I have to give much heart out to Black because I kind of definitely, he walked into one. I said at one point, so Miss Cleo, you have somewhere where you go and you get inspired to write your music. And I was just giggling to myself, so I let him finish answer the question. For those of you who have bought the CD, you'll know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have hadn't, Anyway, in the track, What If, it starts out, at the end of a long day, I like to retire to the veranda in my backyard, gaze up at the sky, stare at the stars, smoke a little wine. Drink a little wine, smoke a little something sometime. And then we all fell out laughing because that was my answer. And again, Black, I know where the question, what you were trying to get at, Papa. But part of Full Moon Madness, just as another piece of background information or background history, if you would, part of that CD was written under a 150-year-old plus mango tree, i.e. the title for Mango and Me that I played at the top of the show. And then the other half was written sitting on my veranda well late into the night, probably drinking a little wine, maybe a little rum, and probably smoking a little something sometime. and opening my mind to all the possibilities. So it was a wonderful time. I mean, we probably could have sat on the air for another hour and a half if the universe would have allowed it. But we will be coming soon, and I'm hoping to get them on my show, and we'll change up the night, and we'll do a special night, and I would love to have one wicked round table, and we will gather around, you understand, from around the planet. We don't have to be in the same place, and we bring for that wicked energy. We bring that powerful energy and then see what we can manifest. Boy, that's going to be some wicked thing. So make sure you keep your ears and your eyes posted. Show love at Poetic Designs by all means. And then also at the Black District. At Black District. Show them some love. Those are some solid young people. I will be counting on them to bring it forward as the time, as we know it, continues to march on, because we have much to do as a community and as a collective. And we begin now, because there will be no time to begin later. Alrighty then. So, Ms. Cleo, what is your fascination with a food truck? Well, it's not so much now. You all know I'm a foodie, but I don't know that it's a fascination. What I am inspired by is the fact that these were individuals who said, now I have a dear, dear friend, a father of my, several of my godchildren. Years ago, I want to say about 5 years ago, he thought about doing a hot dog cart with very specific handmade relishes, a mango this, or this kind of relish, that kind of relish. And then he kind of lost his muster, and other things happen, and you know how life goes on. And right now I often think about him, because I think, oh my goodness, what a success he would be. And he went into something a little bit more stable, like insurance adjuster, rather. But I often think of him. I know that if this had been the vibration back in the day, I might have gotten involved myself, because I have often been asked, why won't you open up a joint? Why won't you open up a spot? Well, here at this age in my life, that's entirely too much hard work. I'm trying to work smarter, not harder. But that doesn't mean that I do not get to celebrate and support all of these engineers of industry via their culinary skills and talents. It is a joy, and it is even a different vibration. When you bring people together with food, it's a feel-good vibe, you understand? People come together, and they move around, and they mill around, and they're eating. They're happy. Nobody got time for war. Nobody got time for fussing or bitching at anybody. People are enjoying themselves, because it is genuinely hard. These people on these food trucks, you understand, they are busting their asses. No sooner do they get done in the nighttime with this event or that event, they go home and they immediately start prepping for the next day. So these are small business owners who are giving their all. That means their energy, their heart, their sleep, their family life, their own hard-earned money. You understand? And the people that work with them, the crews that they have in these trucks, this is a collective engagement. You understand? And that's the difference I perceive in brick and mortar versus food truck. Because I think as a food truck fan, as a food truck admirer, I know that I am helping directly those two or three individuals in that food truck. I know that for every blood, sweat, and tear they drop, hopefully not in the food, is done because they love it, they're committed to it, they are going to share it, and then that way my hard-earned dollars, I can say, here I spent money back into my community, because I see those people, they see me, they know me when I come back, because I love for their food, I love what they do with their food, I love how they love what they do, you understand? And that's how juicy and delicious is that. You know, and sometimes I'm a creature of habit, so I like to go try what I like to go try. And so this is going to be a little bit out of my comfort zone here at Boynton Beach. While it's much closer, it's probably about a 12-minute drive versus something almost two times that distance. But I'm looking forward. I'm going to go out there and picky and take a look at a couple of things. I do know one truck that I'm absolutely going to be certain I can entertain my girl with. She eats very, very healthy, but we all can eat badly. I do like a good burger from time to time. I ain't going to lie to you. My girl doesn't eat meat, but that Bite Gastro truck might be exactly what's on my heart. Lucille's on Wheels, I definitely want to give that a picky. I want to check out what Zombie Ice is. So I'm just going to try and do my best to make sure that I tweet you all some pictures before I purchase food. Because after that, your ass is just going to be out, because I'm not even going for the okie doke. I'm just going to dig in and have a happy day. And you know what's kind of funny? Because I will often go and get a little something to walk around with. And then what I will do is... then take something home. Now, when I go to the big truck one, oh my goodness, when I go to the big one, that one's down in Hollywood, you know, and they have one big one too at the Hard Rock Casino and Hotel down there. So we're going to get a little bit braver, and we're going to try and head up to some, we're really going to try and give love in the South Florida area. It's a little bit harder for me to get well down into Miami. But I can make it down into Fort Lauderdale, into Hollywood down there in, to Young's, Park. So I am indeed looking forward, to doing that. No, Cece, you have to wait until mommy gets off the show. You can't come in right now. You stay right outside. You have shade. Relax your spirit. I just went, no, see, guys, 2 seconds. I'm going to run commercial and go let this little girl in. Boy, she's a pistol.
Have a special event coming up like a wedding, concert, a big week visiting for a very important corporate meeting, or just a night out on the town with friends. Looking for that right limo service? Then check out Live Limo. 10% off your first service, 5% off when you open a corporate account. You can contact them at 800-557-5154, or if you're local, 561-414-9686. Check them out on Facebook, or you can visit their website at www.livelimousineusa.com. Live Limo, the most reliable luxury transportation service in South Florida. Ask for Carlos or Nadla. Tell them Cleo sends her love.
Alrighty then. You know, and I've mentioned this to you all before in West Palm Beach. They have an issue with the food truck events, the city of West Palm Beach, because they say that it is unfair to their restaurants that are brick and mortar. And what I say to that is, you know, get in where you can fit in. Don't whine, step up your game, or step out of line. But no, on a serious tip, here's the deal. There are catering companies out there that have figured this out. There are even a few brick-and-mortar restaurants that have figured this out, and they have acquired food trucks. So they have certain menus that they will take to a food truck. There are a number of caterers out there that are very, very smart with this, and this allows them to generate additional revenue while making sure that they are keeping their name out there. They are keeping people available to taste their fare on a continuum. It's very, very smart in the scheme of things. And so the few small places that are brick and mortar, they have bought a truck too. Very, very smart. That can bring people to you. And that's the plus. Because I have used two food trucks, if you would, on a very personal level for catering. I told you all, Dolce catered my CD release party, and still, while people appreciate the project and whatnot, folks are still talking about the cupcakes. We had other food there, people are still talking about the cupcakes. We had delicious other food there, people are still talking about the cupcakes. I'm a good friend. I get everybody else that I know, as much as I can, addicted to the food truck revolution just like I am. Because I do. It celebrates community. It celebrates entrepreneurialism. Entrepreneurial spirit. That's an easier one for me to wrap my tongue around. It celebrates heart. It celebrates hard work. It celebrates the coming together. It celebrates sustainable. It is so representative of so much more than just a night out on the town. It is a complete experience. And so to all of my food truck entrepreneurs out there, know that Miss Cleo has a place in her heart for each and every one of you. Whether I've been to your food truck, I support you. I love some of the stories around some of these food trucks. They're absolutely amazing. And to see where people came up with their ideas, where they came up with their heart, and then decided that instead of doing something else, they were going to do what spoke to their soul. And how amazing to be able to do what makes you happy. Eh? My heart is often overwhelmed by creativity, because I think creativity is unbelievable. Creativity is something that is so exciting to my soul that I can't even imagine what life would be without creativity. I'm gobsmacked by how wonderful they put together the trucks, how amazing the fair, and that there are that many ideas out there and there are that many people who believe in an evolution or a revolution. Me, I like the word evolution because it means that we're growing. A revolution can spark growth. I want to already be in the growth. I would celebrate the whole of that and get very excited about each and every vibration that comes out of the journey. So it's I hope that you all will find your way to any number of food truck events as they occur. You know, if they're happening within 40 miles of my vibration, even 50, I will make it my point, my business to celebrate and support the small business entrepreneurs that are those fearless individuals who bring us delicious meals as they travel about the cabin on their very amped up and very deliberately styled and coiffed wheels. I thank each and every one of you for the commitment that you make to yourself and to the communities that you celebrate and serve. All right, my dears, we're going to take one more quick pause for the cause when we come back. I'm going to share a little something with you, and then we're going to say goodbye for the day. Need a little comfort food to satisfy your belly and your soul? Then stop by Mother Earth Coffee and Cafe. Homemade bread pudding, buttermilk pancakes, sweet potato hash browns, and homemade turkey sausage. And I'm just talking about breakfast. Don't forget those yummy turkey burgers and those veggie burgers as well. Stop by 410 2nd Avenue North or give her a call, 561-460-8647. The line is sometimes long, but the meal is always worth the wait. Tell Patty Cleo sent you. Ozo2, the future of dry cleaning. Eco-friendly, convenience-driven, and customer-conscious. Free pickup and delivery, biodegradable bags, and a hanger return program in order to keep their prices low.
Stop by for a visit at any of their locations in West Palm Beach and now in Jupiter, or visit them at www.OZO2USA.com. That's OZO2USA.com. Passion for Paz, a nonprofit with a new approach. They believe in assisting disabled, elderly, or family members in financial crisis to keep their canine family members within the home. Passion for Paws truly understands that our dogs are members of the family, and no one should ever have to make the difficult choice to let their canine family member go because of an unforeseen event or crisis. Ava Rhodes, Executive Director at Passion for Paws, is looking for volunteers, foster home, vet care services, and sponsors of pet food drives. She is a gentle and committed spirit with a passion for paws. You can visit her at www.passionforpaws.info. You will find all of the pertinent information, and there you can donate your time or your money. Once again, we thank you, and the dogs and canines that I know personally, thank you as well. All right, my dears, I also want to remind you that if you follow at Creole Love 1, you will automatically be entered into a raffle to receive one of the newest fragrances, Paradise and Chance. Just when you tweet Creole Love 1, follow, put in the hashtag CWC for Conversations with Cleo, and you will be automatically entered into that raffle to receive one of the newest fragrances, which are Chance from the Jacques Collection and Paradise. Make sure enough so you can visit Creole Love at www.creoloveproducts.com. Make sure you send her some love and follow her on Twitter at Creole Love 1. All right, my dears, as we get ready to bring this show to a close today, and I did it like this on purpose, just so I made sure that I got through it. Last week I shared with you all that my brother had a heart attack, and during the course of the weekend, we lost him, and there was some issue and delay around the whole concept of life support. And that made it a little bit difficult, just emotionally, because of some of the many vibrations that find their ways into difficult times like this in our life. And so I have been struggling more over with that than with anything else. It was probably a place for about 30 hours for my anger to reside, given this full moon as well, which is all about emotion. So I'm trying to be patient with myself. I'm trying to allow myself my anger. I'm trying to allow myself my frustration. I'm not trying to cut off anything or truncate anything. I think it's a hoot that he left on 4:20. We were listening to some delicious reggae music, and for those of you who are aware, we were listening to some Gil Scott Heron, "The Revolution Will Not Be Televised." Both favorites. My brother and my sister-in-law. Mad love and apologies out to Daniel J. on the J-Spot and to Matthew Sidney of Indy, Florida. You can hear me. My voice starts to have some issues when I get a little bit stressed. So clearly, that's what it was. But once again, I wanted to bring you all to a close to let you know what's going on. I will keep checking in with you. With regard to the grieving process, I know I have to let myself cry about this last part. It's just really difficult because, as I said the other day, this is probably the most amazing love story I've ever known about.
All right, my dears. Love yourself and take care of the ones who love you. I will talk back to you on Friday, God willing. Keep it together and keep it happy, and don't forget about the laughter.
Thank you so much for dropping by today to join the conversation. I hope that you took away something new, and I hope that you go and share it with somebody close to you. You have been listening to Conversations with Cleo, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, every week, live at 2:30 p.m. Be a part of the economic evolution. Visit me at conversationswithcleo.com.